this is a recollection of Ian Anstey's life of boating and sailing. My boating sailing commenced with 3rd Mossman Bay Sea Scouts when I joined the troop's Cub Pack in 1951. Cub's boating activities were very restricted, and it was 1954 before I started sailing in the troop's gaff-rigged open timber 12-foot and 16-foot skiffs. We camped and raced these boats all round Sydney and Middle Harbour. The most memorable experience with these boats was being rescued by a lifeboat from the German freighter Essen following a small hurricane that hit Sydney in the 50s. We were out training for a scouting regatta. A natural geographic progression from the scouts in 1958 was to join Mossman Amateur Sailing Club, from where I raced a VJ for 1 year, two separate Gwen 12s until 1963, during which time I represented New South Wales in national titles in Melbourne, Sydney, Hobart and Perth. We raced every Saturday out of Mossman Bay and nearly every second Sunday of these summers. We had inter-club races, which included racing on Lake Illawarra, Lake George, Keepit and Wyangla Dams, North Harbour, Parramatta, Georges and Lane Cove Rivers. I was elected by the Mossman Amateur Sailing Club members as club captain in 1959 for 2 years, during which time I was also state treasurer and then national treasurer for the Gwen 12 Association. In 1963-64, I travelled and worked in UK, and upon my return, I crewed on lightweight Sharpies for 3 years before crewing out of Middle Harbour Yacht Club on Yachting World Diamonds and a Triton. The 1970s started my ocean racing on a yacht called Basilisk, a Compass 27, as well as harbour racing on Balandra, Margaret Rintoul, and Worry until 1976, when I crewed on the East Coast 31 Chauvinist for the year, training for the 1976 Sydney Hobart, in which we won our Division 4. In 1977, I crewed on Casablanca with John Biddlecombe, training for the 1977 Sydney Hobart, but travelling for work stopped this ambition. My work at W.R. Carpenter & Company Limited and my family took precedence over sailing for a few years until I was transferred to Fiji for work in 1979 for 4 years as data processing manager. Sailing in Fiji was a dream come true when work allowed. I raced a laser on Saturday afternoons and on a 42-foot timber yacht Queen Cream on Sundays with the family. Long weekends, there were ocean races to Mbanga Island and cruising around the coast. During 1980, we purchased a beat-up Hartley 16, which we sailed to coastal islands around Suva for weekends between racing. In 1982, I crewed on a yacht called Widgeon, a Peter Joubert design, a Wombat design, as the Royal Suva Yacht Club's entry in the Sydney Suva race, as it was their 50th year, and we fortunately came second in that race. Returning from Fiji, I raced a laser for 2 seasons, then bought an old rundown East Coast 31 and Kira, which we raced with the Sydney Amateur Sailing Club for 15 years, competing in Twilights, Saturday Division 7 races, and many Bob Brown races to Pittwater. Some good results ensued with lots of encouragement from Charles McClurkin and John Jeremy. Our racing was a family affair with our son Stephen and daughter Sally as crew, and alternatively steering in Twilight races. We also joined the Coastal Cruising Club of Australia, participating in monthly sailaways. During these years, Wendy and I were on Coastal Cruising Club committees, where I was cruising officer and treasurer for a number of years. As we hoped to do some coastal cruising and continue with racing, we purchased the Cavalier 37 Caballero in 1994, cruising and racing her until 2005, when we upgraded to a Cavalier 43 called Mystic, which we mostly cruised until 2011. Our final yacht, a Moody 41 Mystic 2, was our dream yacht and kept us cruising with occasional races until 2020. During this 9 years with Mystic 2, our trips included Pittwater, Port Stephens, Lake Macquarie, Hobart, Port Davey, Tasmania, and the Whitsundays. Due to health and safety reasons in 2020, Mystic 2 was replaced by Willow, a Palm Beach 38, which keeps us on the water and is capable of short coastal trips. I'm fortunate to be invited sailing on club members' yachts, and that keeps my hand in at yachting. I continue sailing monthly with radio-controlled 1-metre yachts on Narrabeen Lakes with past members of the Mosman Amateur Sailing Club, plus some other old salts. Sydney Amateur Sailing Club. We joined the club soon after purchasing Ankira and knew several members at the time. Also, Wendy's father, Raymond Kane, and brother, Peter Kane, were past members racing a Bluebird Gem and a Daydream Venture. Peter was editor of the Sydney Amateur News for several years. The Sydney Amateur Sailing Club became our home away from home, being a smaller, friendly club, although in the early days it was difficult for Wendy as part of our crew because there were very few female members in the Sydney Amateurs.